Beauty in a Lincoln. Step up to one of these premium automobiles. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Sorry for party rocking.
Sandusky hits back-to-back threes and comes within 1 point of the Ugly Bearcats with 3:01 left in the fourth quarter. We have a barn burner on our hands. Ugly was leading by 7 at halftime, but then Marshall Lifran picked up a quick fourth foul. He's been on the bench since. Ryan Brown listening to Sandusky. Ryan.
Coach Pritchett is liking the way his guys are really getting after it right now, Clark. So they're going to keep doing the same thing on offense, work some down low screens, keep riding the hot hands the rest of the way out.
Thank you, Ryan. And one person in particular that's back on the court, probably Marshall Lifrance, check back in. Nick Sweeney across the timeline, left to right across your radio. 45-44, Ugly clinging on to that one-point lead. Right into the hands of Lifrance, into Scott White in the middle of the paint. And we have a foul on the floor against Sandusky. Ugly likes that call.
That was caused by Marshall Lifrance.
17 foul on Sandusky, so they will be going to the line. Josh White for at least one shot.
Third foul on Brandon Tucker for the Redskins.
With 2:50 left to play, really, Marshall Lifrance the only one in foul trouble. Two players with three for Sandusky, Chase Bowles and Tucker. Josh White attempting his first free throw, perhaps going to miss this one. And it's good. Pushes the lead to 2, 46-44.
Josh needs this one.
Everyone then wears orange and black in this gym needs this one. Leading by 2 with 2:50 left. First one, next second free throw goes off the front of the iron. Dave Messick is on the floor. And Ugly wants a timeout. Sandusky wants a travel. Still no word yet. And we have timeout Ugly. Ugly gets a break there.
Well, that meant that they ruled that Ugly did have possession of the ball when timeout would be called. Otherwise, they couldn't grant it.
30-second timeout called by Ugly. We'll stay with you here. 46-44, 2:45 left in the fourth quarter. This one's getting interesting, folks. John, is it because the three has suddenly started to fall for Sandusky, or are you just seeing more intensity from the Redskins?
The Redskins, well, it's twofold. They don't have any pressure whatsoever, and the ring is really going to be a big, huge thing for them to go ahead and shoot at. For Ugly, the basket's going to be a little bit tighter because, well, there's adrenaline flowing, and you know, anything can happen with a two-point ball game.
Ryan Brown, take it away.
Ugly, Coach Beck, he's telling his guys to be patient on this possession because he knows how important a bucket is with 2:45 minutes remaining. So they're going to come out, run one of their sets on offense, and really look for a good shot and be patient with the ball.
Thank you, Ryan. Off the drag pass to Nick Sweeney at the free throw line for the easy jump shot. It's good. Well-designed play there by Ken Piglup. Picked up 2, and now it's a 4-point lead for the Bearcats. Justin Mills against Sweeney on the top of the key. Over to Tucker. Back up to Bowles for 3. Top of the key. The hot hand. No. Rebound. Gabe Messing at full length. But then it's stolen by Sandusky. Tucker to the right post. Goes up for the shot. And he's fouled. Who's this one going to be again?
This is going to be on Josh White.
It's probably 16 foul. The next one Sandusky's shooting. Brandon Tucker at the line shooting 2 right now because of the shooting foul. For Sandusky, he has 16 points right now. His foul is at number 52, Josh White, is second. Tucker's first shot is up, and it bounces once, bounces in. He got the neutral court bounce on that run, if there's ever such a thing. He now has 17.
I wonder if he practices that.
I don't know how you would. Maybe you have the vantage point of us. Second one is up, and that one's off the mark. And looks like Brandon Tucker actually left.
Yeah, there's a violation.
He knew it was off, so he dove into the paint before he even hit the rim. That's a violation. Ugly ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Drake into Sweeney at the free throw line. 2:20 to go in the fourth. Ugly hanging on to a 3-point lead, 48-45. This one's going to come down right down to the wire. Austin Drake, left wing, up to Sweeney, top of the key. Josh White, high post turn, and dribbles twice, dribbles 3 times, pick up a dribble, back over to Drake, left wing. Reset that offense, over to Sweeney, right wing. Coach Piccolo yelling out the orders.
This is a huge possession.
Sweeney, right wing going against Bullis.
1:52 to go.
48-45, Ubley by three. Sweeney dives into the right post. The layup is good. Make that lead five. Nick Sweeney now with 6 points, and we have a timeout called by Sandusky. 30-second timeout. Brian Brown will be listening from the Sandusky bench. 50-45 with a minute 39. You said it was a critical play for Ubley. You weren't kidding.
I'd be tempted to take Lifran out right now on the defensive end.
To save
him? You have to save him, put him in the back in the game in the offense.
Very interesting regardless. This one's going to come right down to the wire. 5 point difference between these two teams. I believe the co-Raiders up East champs with Viber Beach. Sandusky, fourth place in the Raiders up East. But the East had stiff competition from the top on down this year. Ryan Brown looks to Sandusky. Ryan.
The first thing Coach Pritchard told his guys, get the ball in bounds first. After that, they're going to try to attack the basket, look for a kick out for a three-point shot.
Here we go. Let's see if Ryan's right, if he's just making up as he goes down there. He's smiling. Mills going to be passing this one in to Shipley, top of the key, going against Sweeney. Minute 36 left, trailing by five are the Redskins. Now on the left wing, Shipley picks up his dribble. Over to Gage Frank, back to Shipley and to Tucker at the extended post. Shipley for three from the left wing. It's up and it's short. Rebound. Ubley. Nick Sweeney drives down the whole court. He gets blocked. And also Justin Mills has it. Now Marshall Lifran does. Josh White at the right elbow. And he gets fouled by number 11, Shipley, before he could get the shot off. So 1-1 coming for Josh White. Fouls on Philip Shipley, his first. Stand up, you eight. Ubley crowd starting to get a little bit excited. They're a minute 12 away from having the third game between Harbor Beach and Ubley, the rubber match, on a neutral court. But this one, we got a lot of basketball to play before that happened. Josh White's first free throw is no good. And here comes Sandusky, trailing by five, a minute eight to go. Mills in the left post, dribbles back out, right into the hands of Nick Sweeney. And he's fouled by Philip Shipley. So now Nick Sweeney has a chance at 1-1. Shipley picks up his second foul in a matter of seconds. That's the team's ninth. Next foul, Ubley will be shooting two free throws no matter what. Both teams trying to catch the breath here for a hot second. Nick Sweeney now with the ball, shooting one and perhaps a bonus with a minute four left, 50-45. First one, the bounce is around, it's good.
At this point right now, Ubley's got to understand that the clock is the enemy. They don't have to attack the basket anymore.
Sandusky using a three to stay in this one. The second free throw, no good. Rebound, Josh White, though, to put it back, and it's good. Josh White cleans up the boards and makes it an 8-point lead with less than 60 seconds to go. 55 seconds, 53, Ubley, Sandusky, 45. Shipley taking his time on the left wing. Now to the top of the D-Gage, Frank back over to Shipley, left wing. Now into the corner, Mills. They need to get going, scoring some points fast. Shipley, left wing, setting things back up. They have balls in the paint. That's not there. Shipley still dribbling. Now over to Frank for three from the right wing. It's up, and it's good. Yes. And there's a timeout. Gage Frank with the three.
Yep, that was a big three.
And we have a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Here we go, 34.8 seconds left. Ryan Brown, what you find out?
Ubley's going to come on a 1-4 to get the ball inbound it, and they're just going to be prepared for fouls because they know they're going to be put to the line, and it's all about making free throws now down the stretch.
There we go, Marshall Lifran gets it over to Austin Drake. Back to Drake, and then there's a foul on Tucker. go off the